Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. I'm looking at the way the Republicans are running themselves, and frankly, I think you're better off doing it as an independent. I really do. There's so much baggage with the Republicans, what they're doing. A lot of people want me to run. Sarah Palin wants me to run. A lot of people want me to run. And I actually think I'd be better off running perhaps as an independent.
Wow. There we go. There's something to talk about. Donald Trump and an independent mind and Sarah Palin. According to Donald Trump, the reason Sarah Palin came to see him was to encourage him to run and run as an independent. So that's where we get started. There's the stuff to talk about. How about that? Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Are you enthused about that idea? You think it's a valuable idea if you're a hardcore Republican? It douses the gym. But what happens with that, some of you will say, is he doesn't stand a chance, so he'll just take away from the Republican and make sure that Barack Obama back in office in 2012. Who's going to come up with that argument? Help yourself. 800-510-8255. The odds of being caught together. What would you have thought before? Donald Trump and Sarah Palin. So now we've got Sarah Palin maybe out of the focus, about time. We've had a lot of wasted time talking about her this week, it seems to me anyway. Here's radio host Mitch Henk talking to one of his callers about Sarah Palin and her with the news media, yada, yada.
Pete Hines.
Hey, Mitch, I think Sarah is running. You got to remember that Sarah Pack is paying for this trip.
Yeah.
And Sarah Pack cannot be used for presidential ambitions for her. That's why she has to say that this is a non-campaign trip.
Well, that's fine. But I mean, but my point is this. If she wants to win the Iowa caucuses, at some point she needs to get her body into the state of Iowa.
She already says that's going to happen in about a month.
Okay,
she's going to New Hampshire on this trip. I think she's going to announce, and it's going to be like D-Day invasion. Don't know where, don't know when.
Well, by the way, she could go to, if she's going to New Hampshire, then she can go to Iowa, as long as she's not a candidate, you know. And then,
well, there's you know, some historical things in New Hampshire, I think.
Oh, well, I know, but you can get around. I mean, as long as you're not a candidate, you can do whatever you want. You know, I mean, but the mainstream media, though, she's at war with the mainstream media. I don't know if it was the Katie Couric interview in particular or whatever else happened along the way, but, you know, it seems to me that there are people who are on the conservative side, like Bill Bennett or the late Jack Kemp, who got along very well with the media. They liked engaging the media. They liked talking to the media. Pat Buchanan seemed to get along fine with the media. I mean, people who can think on their feet and who are articulate tend to do better with the media.
Well, she's
so
doing better.
If she didn't do well, then I guess the tendency is to blame the media for not doing well.
Well, she's better as time goes on. Remember when she did those first interviews, did that all happen with it? She said she had like 3 days from the time McCain asked her to run to when she was put out in front of the cameras.
All right. So we can't – I'm looking around for more on Donald Trump and him running as an independent. Got a little more of that. But, man, this fascination with Sarah Palin. Here's Bill O'Reilly, for example, with commentator Charles Krauthammer about the relationship the news media has with Ms. Palin.
Why do people like George Will and the so-called Washington establishment Republicans not like Sarah Palin?
Well, look, I can't speak on behalf of George, but I can speak on behalf of myself. The problem with her, I think, is that she is not schooled. I don't mean she didn't go to the right schools. I mean, when you get into policy, beyond instincts, I like her political instincts. I like her political overall view of the world. But when it comes to policy, she's had 2.5 years to school herself, and she hasn't. And that's a problem. You want a president who will be able to not have to learn on the job. We've already had that with President Obama and with others.
Let me articulate.
Hold on, one thing. It's not only lack of schooling. It's the lack of effort to school herself and the lack of insight to see that she needs it.
Okay, but I don't really agree with you on that, and let me tell you why. I think the woman is shrewd. I think that's the word. And she's savvy in the political world. But she obviously ran the state of Alaska pretty well. I mean, her approval rating was high, and she did a lot of stuff for the folks with the oil companies getting the money. But her frame of reference is weak. And that's what I say, the rap on her is, and she isn't smart, is that when she gets into the Korean War, or when she gets into how the Cold War influences policy today, or how the Muslim world evolved into an enemy of the United States. All of these things she has trouble with. And that's what the rap on her is, that she simply doesn't know enough about the world to be able to govern at that level. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with you about that. I think if you're going to master policy, especially world affairs, you've got to know history. As you say, you have to know how things evolved. And she is weak on that. It's not as if she can't learn. The fact is, it doesn't appear as if she wants to sort of sit down, spend some months schooling herself, as many people have done in preparing for the presidency. If you're a governor of any state, you face a narrow range of issues, and you don't have to deal with the world. It's incumbent on you to actually learn about it.
All right. The learning curve, and he's right. I'm not always a fan of Krauthammer, because I think he's an arrogant son of a gun, but I think that he's right on when it comes to teaching people how to do this, or at least having them learn on the job. And you don't necessarily learn the job by being a politician. It's common sense. I don't know how much she's got of that. She's got political sense, for sure, and she did do a pretty good job in Alaska in many different ways. Okay, so that's enough of Sarah Palin, I'm hoping. A little nose around here a little bit. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm chuckling because I am looking through. This program, as you know, is all about the essence of what's going on in the world of news talk, political radio, if you will, and or the issues anyway. And so I'm looking at how many more Sarah Palin stories and hosts commenting on Sarah Palin we have. So I've got to do a little editing here, and I'll do that for you. And you'll get to hear more in a matter of moments, 14 after on the countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags, and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
In an increasingly germophobic nation, you would think that people would take extra care to eliminate oral disease-causing germs from their mouths. Yet, according to a new report from the makers of Listerine Antiseptic, nearly 80% of Americans feel concerned about germs on their hands, while only 66% worry about germs in their mouths. Since one mouth can have more germs than there are people on Earth, we might want to think differently. Dr. John Dodes, dentist and consultant to the makers of Listerine, has more.
Many people don't realize that brushing only cleans approximately 25% of your mouth. The germs left behind can contribute to a buildup called plaque biofilm, increasing the risk for gingivitis and possibly broader health problems. That's why it's so important to brush, floss, and rinse with Listerine Antiseptic twice a day. And, of course, visit your dentist at least twice a year to prevent problems and keep your mouth healthy.
For more information, visit www.listerine.com.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
It's 17 after now, 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here with another radio host. This guy's name is Greg Garrison. Here he speaks to Larry O'Connor from BigGovernment.com. Another one of the, these political websites are exploding all over, especially the presidential candidacies of some of these people causing more speculation. The internet is full of these blogs, etc. So they talk about how perfectly Sarah Palin is playing the news media just like a fiddle.
She did it again. You just can't count this gal out. And I don't know if you saw the photo array, just of snapshots taken of her in the short time that she was a passenger on a sickle that was being operated. This is Sarah Palin I'm talking about here, Larry.
Yeah.
I think it was her older daughter that was operating this big Road King. Harley, that she was on the back of it. She absolutely paralyzed the audience, captivated them, and then got them galvanized to line up for miles behind just to get a look at her. Have you seen star power like that in a politician since Reagan? I have not.
She's an absolute superstar. And I think that the only photo better of her riding in on a hog is when she was riding a horse on the Reagan Ranch up in Santa Barbara last year. That's also a pretty good shot of the governor of Alaska. Greg, they absolutely have no idea what to make of her. Of course, I'm talking about the media, the press. They loathe her. They can't stand her, and yet they follow her every move. They report on her every utterance. They were absolutely captivated by her. They were surrounding her at every stop. In Gettysburg, she finally did stop and talk to the press. And she's absolutely charming. She's relaxed. She's joking. And every time a question comes up about this country or about the direction that we're going, she turns it right back around to President Obama and his failure as a leader. And that is something that the other candidates in the race right now are not doing.
Well, with the exception of Herman Cain, I think he'll get there, but he can take some lessons from her. You know, there's this real petulant snapshot of angrier Mitchell, who got angrier and angrier as she tried to catch the governor in some awful thing. She was insisting that this woman was a piker who had shown up uninvited and stolen the event from the veterans. When it turns out, she got her facts wrong. Oops!
That's
she
right.
was invited.
Yep.
She was in.
My colleague John Nolte, editor of Big Hollywood and Journalism, is the one who caught that. And it's true. Andrea Mitchell tried her darndest before this thing even launched to try to make it look like Sarah Palin had crashed the event. We're talking about the Rolling Thunder event in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, and tried to make really big hay out of it. And it went nowhere because these spokespeople for the organization came out and said, oh, yeah, she was absolutely invited. We love to have her, and she handled herself so classily. But there, you've got Andrea Mitchell, and you've got the rest of the mainstream media just dying over it because, listen, let's face facts. Governor Palin is bigger than ever. People in our party are absolutely lining up and excited for her and the prospects of her running for president. And meanwhile, Katie Couric is unemployed. So who won in the end?
Oh, come on, you guys. This is foolishness. What garbage. Garbledygook. It just happens that Katie Couric signed a $20 million deal with ABC. I'll agree with you about Andrea Mitchell. Andrea Mitchell, that's something for me to remember because she shows up on this program from time to time. She is pretty useless. 21 after on the countdown.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, a lot of talk hosts are saying they're getting a bit tired of all the focus on people like Sarah Palin and Chris Christie, who keep insisting they are not going to run. Let's take a cue from that and move on. By the way, Mitt Romney will announce his presidential bid or aspiration to yawns today. That's probably putting it mildly. As a guy that isn't going anywhere either. At least at this point, that would be my estimation. Things change a lot. He wouldn't be my choice. I'm interested in Donald Trump as an independent, though. What do you think of that, honestly? 800-510-8255. Comment time coming up here, as we do have a couple of other things to focus on, like the debt ceiling and all that discussion of cell phone cancer. That's really an interesting story. Back to politics and other candidates, though. Here is Chris Kroc talking about the New York City Republican Party replacing Donald Trump, who was supposed to be their keynote speaker. As soon as he said he was thinking about running as independent, they called up Texas Governor Rick Perry.
They just announced, and they are heralding this, shouting it from the rooftops. They just announced that Governor Rick Perry has been replaced as the keynote speaker at their annual convention. He has been replaced. Donald Trump was yanked, and it's going to be Rick Perry. Listen to what they say. Quote, this is the spokesperson for the New York City Republican Party, you know, Manhattan County Republican Party. Governor Perry's attendance at New York County Republican dinner proves that New York is still the center of the universe for politics and otherwise, says the state chairman of the Republican Party for New York. Quote, Governor Perry is the perfect example that we in New York should be looking to. At a time when New York ranks at or near the bottom of among states in every important metric, Texas is leading the way. By focusing on keeping taxes low and fostering a fair legal and regulatory environment, Governor Perry has helped Texas attract businesses and residents at a time when New York has been hemorrhaging both. As a result, Texas will gain 4 seats during next year's congressional reappointment when New York will lose 2. Ladies and gentlemen, what did I tell you last week? I told you that Governor Rick Perry is the answer. He is the star on the Christmas tree. He is the number one person. And of course, as you know, he said he's interested in looking at running for president now. out of anybody that has announced their candidacy, he is the only one that could win, create excitement, and can be the anti-Obama.
All right. Okay. So the guy's got a good name. Chris Kroc. I'm not making fun of having fun with my fellow talk brethren. Sometimes, though, what they come up with is not particularly original. All right, so he's obviously a homer, and he loves his governor. Good for him. 800-510-8255. From miserable NBC, Chris Jansing speaks to columnist Tony Blanke about the potential list of candidates.
Michelle Bachmann says, Tony, she feels this calling. Sarah Palin has the fire in her belly. Rick Perry won't rule it out. Rudy Giuliani says he's now thinking about it. Are all these folks serious?
I don't know. Last week here, I thought that Bachmann was likely to get in. I still think she is.
Even if Sarah Palin gets in?
I don't know. I mean, there's a cottage industry in this town of under assessing her capacities politically. So I don't want to join that industry. She clearly has a capacity to communicate without going through the mainstream media in a way that I've not seen any candidate be able to do. Part of it is the availability of social media. Part of it is a willingness of the mainstream media to cover her social media communications. They can't take their eyes off of her. So maybe the old rules about how you organize communication in the presidential campaign is about to get reshuffled. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out. Tony, thank you for that probing, intellectually inspiring overview of all of this stuff. It becomes kind of silly. So let's move on. The debt ceiling is pretty important, and there's lots of conversation about this up and down, so we'll get to that in a few moments here on the Countdown.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed. Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hits and talk radio are the focus here of this hour and many hours. As a matter of fact, most hours, if not all hours, of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen back with the debt ceiling focus as Treasury Secretary, Mr. Geithner, meets the freshman Republican lawmakers to try to improve chances that Congress will increase the borrowing authority the government needs. From NBC, Chuck Todd here with Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland about the vote on the debt ceiling.
You got the bill that the president asked for 3 months ago. Now, I know it was under theatrical circumstances, but if this is what you wanted, why not have whipped it and said, you know what, fine, this is the thing we said we should do, and we're going to stick by our guns. We're going to stick to our guns on this issue.
Well, everybody realized it was a political gotcha game, and in fact, it wasn't clean. In fact, what it did was its premise was that we have this debt because of President Obama's policies. That's simply not true, and the world knows it's not true, and the Republicans know it's not true. We went from a $5.6 trillion surplus that George Bush inherited to over $10 trillion, $11-plus trillion debt when George Bush left office. So to say that this is Obama's debt and the debt limit needs to be extended because of Obama is simply not true. So from a factual standpoint, it wasn't a clean debt limit extension. But everybody knows, every Republican leader knows, every Democratic leader knows, both the House and the Senate, and most of America knows that the debt limit needs to be extended to pay the bills we've already incurred. Right. And it was, to that extent, it was political theater. It was interesting on the front page of the Washington Post today. There was not a mention suspension of that vote. So that yesterday was frankly a waste of America's time, a waste of the Congress's time, but it perhaps gives some political cover to Republicans who say they're not going to vote to extend the debt limit, notwithstanding the fact that John Boehner says it's the adult thing to do, and others have said it would be catastrophic if we didn't. The other thing, of course, Chuck, we're doing today.
I was just going to ask, though, let me ask you this. What is a deal going to look like? We know there's going to be a deal. Everybody agrees there's going to be a deal. And knowing this town, it's probably going to take till July 31st or August 1st because procrastination is, I think the word was invented here in Washington, D.C. That said, is the deal, do you expect the deal to be totally done or one of these, we've agreed there's going to be triggers, but we'll decide what the split is on spending cuts to tax increases after the 2012 election?
Chuck, I think it could be a combination of both process and substance as we go forward. The Biden group is meeting, as you know. Vice President Biden's leading a group. The reports we get back, although they're keeping everything in-house, because as everybody's agreed, nothing's done until everything's done. But I expect, unfortunately, that it will take longer than I think it ought to.
All right. So are you talking about this, the debt ceiling? You're interested in this? There are lots of confusing discussions about the debt and the deficit. We'll try to get to that. Meanwhile, here's Talk Show's John McCullough with Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan about the debt ceiling and why he voted the way he did.
It seems that the world as we know it has not come to an end, even though you have voted this way. Why don't you explain what happened?
Well, it came up. The president has been pushing John Boehner, Speaker of the House, and the Republicans who have sent over bills to cut spending and start our move back toward a real budget that can sustain us, but also not impact our grandchildren and great-grandchildren to putting them in debt beyond what they have the ability to pay and pick up for our slack. So he's been pushing us to take up a debt ceiling hike, saying that if we didn't do that, we would have all sorts of dire problems. We would default on our payments. We would be seen as a whipping boy of the world, and no one would want to carry our debt for the future. Well, I, for one, along with our leadership, believe that that isn't necessarily the case right now. And until we begin to show ourselves to the rest of the world that we've caught the idea that we have a problem, and the problem is overspending. It's not, it's nothing more than that. And we start to do something about it, we're not going to see significant change. So last night, I think it was a statement of the president that, okay, if you want a debt ceiling hike, we'll put the bill up, straight down, straight $2.4 trillion increase in the debt limit on a $14.5 trillion debt already, approaching $15 trillion. And see what happens. We don't believe even many Democrats are going to support that. And sure enough, that's what happened, John. Down a vote of 318 to 97, with I believe about 85 or so Democrats joining Republicans, and all Republicans voting not to increase the debt hike. That bill went down to defeat. And now hopefully we can meet on a level that says, let's talk about cutting spending, putting restrictions in to keep us from doing what got us into this problem, and say to our future posterity that we're thinking about you and we're not going to do things unnecessarily from this point on to make it even tougher for you.
All right. So there's Congressman Tim Walberg. The world, by the way, as he noticed and mentioned, has not come to an end. Congressman Andy Harris, Maryland congressman, here talking to host Clarence Mitchell about his meeting with the president after the failure of this vote.
I will tell you, the president is still unwilling to make the spending cuts and controls necessary. And I'm afraid this is going to come down into late July, maybe even early August, much closer to the deadline, I think, before the president and Harry Reid finally agree that, you know, we just have to stop the ways that the spending ways that we've had over the past few years. The job, you know, jobs are not going to be created until investors and business folks regain confidence that the government is going to control its own fiscal house. And that's what we need to do. We need to regain that confidence. And this is a hugely important step to get our economy back on track.
Congressman, one of the things I saw when the Gang of Six, they called them, three Republican U.S. senators and three Democratic U.S. senators were meeting, they might come up with some, you know, type of plan to deal with some real deficit reduction. But when Senator Tom Coburn kind of walked away from that, I mean, between what we have with Congressman Ryan's plan, he's your chairman, and what we saw with this gang is, I mean, just give us some hope that maybe something can be worked out down the road. What do you think?
Well, I will tell you, as long as the Democrats in the majority in the Senate and, of course, in the and the president insist on increasing taxes as part of this deal, I think it's a non-starter. I think the American people know taxation is not the problem here. Should we do some tax simplification? Sure. Should we make it easier? You know, as people went past April 15th, they realized you almost need a, you know, a degree in accounting to fill out a simple tax return in the United States. Corporations and companies tell me this all the time. The tax codes are very complicated and really chase people away from doing business in the United States. We need simplification, but we don't need to raise taxes right now. And unfortunately, that's what the deal is. The deal is that, sure, we'll meet you halfway on spending. You meet us halfway on taxes. Well, that's not going to do. We really do need to control spending. It's spending that's got us into trouble, and controlling it that's going to get us out of trouble.
In trouble, out of trouble. Okay. Now, the discussion about the debt ceiling and the deficit, how they're related and how they need to be understood, because they're two separate things. Let's leave that now to talk host Joe Bartlett, speaking to economist Peter Morici.
The deficit is unprecedented at $14 trillion, and it seems that it's spiked quite dramatically over the last 4 years. And what is that attributed to?
Well, essentially, we've been spending a lot more than we've been taking in, and the problem has accelerated. The deficit is now 10% of GDP. That's 10% of all of our incomes. Before the Great Recession, the government was spending about 20% of GDP. Now it's spending 25% of GDP. In addition, taxes were cut even further beyond the Bush tax cuts, mostly for lower-income individuals, and there's been some incentives this year for investment that will go away. We simply have to have a more efficient government that spends less money, and we're probably going to have to pay more taxes. A debt at this large means that the total debt that we owe, which is about $14 trillion, is growing more rapidly than our income. Think about it in your household. If you're running up credit card bills more rapidly than your income is growing, then eventually credit is going to turn you off because you can't service the debt. Interest becomes a bigger and bigger part of your household budget. Well, that's happening to the United States. So the S&P, which rates the bonds of governments as well as businesses, has said, you know, at some point, the U.S. government's going to have trouble paying its debts.
Who do we owe the money to?
Well, that's part of the problem. The Japanese owe a great deal more than we do, but they owe it to themselves. The Japanese save a lot, so much so that it slows the economy down, so the government borrows from them and then spends for them. We spend just about all we earn individually, and the government has been borrowing the money that it needs from foreigners. So now the foreign debt is about 40% of what we owe. This is a recent phenomenon, say the last 10 years, and it's becoming very menacing because a great deal of what we owe is to the Chinese, who certainly have made it clear they would like to displace us as the global leader. And some people say, well, gee, that might be great. Well, think about their soft view of human rights, the quality of Chinese democracy, and so on and so forth. You know, for criticizing the government as I'm doing right now, I can find myself doing time in China.
Yeah. Well, that won't happen here. We're confident that things aren't going to get that bad. But it is kind of it's chilling to look at these numbers and try to figure out how to deeply cut government spending, because that's what most people – that's why there's a response to Ron Paul, who thinks that the debt limit deal is in big trouble. And it is. Geithner's going up there to try to hear and listen to blunt talk from the Republicans. Many of them are Tea Party folks who have the power to exert enough pressure on their leaders to hold the debt limit vote as they have and cut spending. They can do whatever they want. They can stop whatever spending bills are coming through there. So is this an honest discussion about the $14.3 trillion debt and the deficit of $1.4 trillion just this year alone. I think we've done a pretty good job here, if I do say so myself. So let's move on to the cancer discussion, the cell phone cancer debate. That's discussed next year on the Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and let's learn how golf can relate to life. Let's assume for just a moment you have not played golf for a long period of time. And then all of a sudden you're ready to play, but the weather is terrible. It just finished raining. The grass is wet. The sand traps are moist. What are we going to do? And by the way, the wind is blowing in our face at about 30 miles per hour. Do we call up the people and say, hey, I'm not playing today, things are too rough? Of course we don't. We go out and we improve our mental game. We go out and we improve everything that we do. We take new tools and new clubs. In life, we should do the same. There are obstacles that are always put in front of us. Let's energize ourselves. Let's pretend that we're out on the golf course. Nothing stops us. In life, we should always add to the tools, add to the energy level, add to the enthusiasm, and always be powerful enough to overcome anything that comes our way. Go ahead, get out there, charge, and win. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? Seven brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. Seven has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work for your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
All right, let's get to the cell phone cancer discussion. Here hosts Jody Becker and John Byman speaking to Dr. Chris Asandra about the studies on cell phones and cancer and what cell phones may put you at risk to do or have.
What can we learn from the report from the WHO yesterday?
Well, I think it's very, very true that at this point it is somewhat inconclusive and controversial the way the studies were done. However, I think it did bring some great awareness onto the effects and the possible risk of cancer associated with the heavy and long-term cell phone use, particularly with people who've been using them a long time and with children.
Why is there a risk? What does the cell phone do that puts you at risk?
Well, I think what we first need to look at is the type of radiation it emits. It's a type of non-ionizing radiation, which is the kind that's found in microwaves. Not the type that's found in x-rays, but the type that's found in microwaves, essentially which heats up the brain's brain cells, kind of like cooking them in a way. But they're very low-powered. It's not the same type that's found in x-rays. And it's essentially it's kind of like cooking the brain, or what you see when you put food in a microwave.
Interesting. And what about the effects, especially as younger and younger children are asking for these things? Their brains are still forming. Are they particularly at a greater risk?
Yes, they are. And I think that's, you said it right. Their brains are still forming. Children's skulls and their scalps are much thinner, and their brain cells are still developing. The cells are dividing at a faster rate, and so the impact of the radiation can actually be much larger.
Okay, the focus seems to be on your head, and I assume that's because it's in use when it's near your head. I read this, and my immediate thought was where I keep my cell phone and what I keep it near when it's in my pocket.
Right. Well, I think at this point what they did find is that there's been no true link between other types of cancers. The type of cancer they did find that it increases is a glioma, which is a type of a rare, deadly form of brain cancer, but they weren't able to draw any type of conclusions for any other types of cancer.
So it's just the head we're worried about right now.
That's correct.
All right, coming up, the ladies on The View tackle this cell phone cancer-causing discussion, and we also will listen to another discussion with somebody from Consumers Union. That's up next on The Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanofSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so this cell phone thing. Yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com. Will the news that the phones may cause cancer change your usage? Let's see how that turned out. 42% of you said maybe, but I want to hear more about it. 24% of you said, no, I rely on my cell phone too much to consider giving it up. 20% of you said you didn't have a cell phone, which I found pretty astounding. And 9% of you said, I'm done with cell phones completely. The ladies on The View talk about this WHO, the World Health Organization, listing of these cell phones as potentially cancer-causing.
The World Health Organization is now saying that cell phones may cause cancer. And they're putting it in the same category as gasoline exhaust and the pesticide DDT. Now, is this going to change the way you talk?
Can I just add something? That on that list is also coffee. So, I mean, we have to take this with a grain of coffee.
No. With coffee, I thought coffee was supposed to control prostate cancer.
It's on the same list.
The list of something the other day was talking about how good coffee is. The question that you asked is this going to change the way you talk? I don't use my cell phone that much, my BlackBerry. Most of it, I use it for emails. But, yeah. I just said today it is going to change the way. I'm going to get one of those things, you know, that you plug in and it goes in your ears. What's it called?
Bluetooth.
Whatever. I'm going to get one. Because if indeed the few times that I use this, and I must tell my daughter because she uses this much more than I do, and of course she won't listen. But that's another story.
I will give you mine. I got 20 of them.
That's our discussion. Get off the job.
Right. But you know, what about sun cancer from the BlackBerry?
Well, it's interesting you say that.
Because
guess what? The environmental working group said that a couple things are actually more dangerous if you're not going to cut it out completely. Because let's be honest, don't take away my cell phone and do not take away my coffee. But the radiation is actually strongest in a car. Whenever your phone is searching for a signal, so if you're in a place with low service area, it's actually working harder to find service. So that's a more dangerous spot to hold it to your head, especially if we're around kids. And then also in the car, because it tends to search because you're in an enclosed area.
So should I steal one of those metal bibs from the doctor's office and wear that all the time?
The scary thing is kids are using the phones more, right?
Well, because every year, is it bad? You know, they said don't be near the microwave when it's cooking something, because that's bad for you. Don't eat the hamburger, because that's bad for you. You know what? We're all going downhill. That's just the way it is.
Mickey D.
On
the other hand, if a little prevention makes a difference, Ms. Goldberg, to hang around long time.
Yes, but if I choose to have five hamburgers and no cell phone, you're going to get mad at me because you can't catch me. See? So, it's too much.
Could you put it down at 6 p.m.?
Yes, I do. At 6 p.m., I do not pick up the phone. I don't know. And I don't use the microwave.
I can't text you anyway.
No, you can't.
So there
I won't read it.
All right. So there we go. Ladies on The View. From CNN, Ali Velshi, Karen Chetri, and Christine Romans talked to Michael Hansen from the Consumers Union about this study.
There's a new warning about the use of cell phones and the possible risk of cancer from them. It comes from the World Health Organization, which puts cell phones in the same carcinogenic risk category as lead, car exhaust, fumes, and the pesticide DDT.
The cell phone industry denies the claims and says that simply there's not enough evidence that there's a danger to using these phones. But joining us now to talk about the WHO findings is Michael Hansen, senior scientist with Consumers Union. What does the science tell us? We've been using cell phones long enough now that the studies are starting to come in.
Well, what the World Health Organization has now said is that there's limited evidence of a link to two forms of brain cancer, glioma and acoustic neuroma. So there is some evidence that heavy users of cell phones, which are defined as more than 30 minutes a day for over 10 years of use, they see this increased risk of this cancer. And they say there's limited evidence for this, and there's inadequate evidence for other forms of cancer, and so more research is needed.
And you
so
said this, new studies are coming in about
oh,
this.
Oh, yes, they are.
What should people do? Should people change their habits today if they use the cell phone a lot?
Well, if they use the cell phone a lot, what the studies say is the pragmatic things that people can do is text more, talk less, use hands-free. So that means keep the cell phone away from the head. And this is also a wake-up call that the government has to more seriously look at this issue. And we should say the FDA recently has actually asked the National Toxicology Program to look further into the carcinogenicity of these radio frequency waves.
We're dancing around the edges on what the cell phone companies know. They employ scientists, and they've been pretty consistent about not doing anything. Now, when you say the government should be more involved, should Congress be calling these companies up and saying, what do you know? Tell us so we can put the adequate warnings out there.
All right, come on. Congress, let's use some common sense. Poll today at DougStephan.com. Are you concerned about getting cancer from your cell phone? Check it out. Again, it's at DougStephan.com.